Wolfner News, Fall 2025. Denny Hoskins, CPA, Secretary of State. Fall greetings from Wolfner Director Janet Carruthers.
Fall greetings. As cool breezes and crisp leaves arrive, the outdoors calls us to gather with friends and enjoy all nature has to offer. Take a walk in the woods with your loved ones to find the perfect spot to peacefully sit near the skittering squirrels hiding nuts for the winter. I plan on walking through a creek and waves of colorful leaves, which could be perfect for little ones to leap into. Several bonfires are in order as well this fall. You could tell scary stories or listen to a ghastly tale unbarred around the flickering light. Make sure to enjoy a s'more for me, though I argue they're not just a fall treat. At my bonfires, I'll try to spot our neighbor possum, who is likely looking for any scraps we leave behind. Maybe you could throw on some football and check how the Chiefs are faring this season, or sit in the stands to keep up with your local sports teams. You can make some chili, bake a pie, or enjoy a cup of apple cider. No matter what you decide to do this fall, we'll be here to provide you with excellent service and plenty of reading materials to enjoy inside or out. We hope you have a lovely autumn with your friends and family. Janet.
Did you know? Wolfner Newsletter Downloadable Braille. A downloadable Braille file of the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library newsletter is now available on our website. If you use a refreshable Braille display and download Braille files from your computer, you can now access all the latest news in electronic Braille. To download the Braille file, visit https://www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/WOLFNEWS. New Digital Advanced Player, DA2, in stock. Wolfner has received our allotted shipment of the new Digital Advanced Talking Book Player, the DA2. Circulation has begun for patrons who have requested access to this player for Bard instant downloading of audiobooks. If you have access to high-speed internet and an email account, you can contact the Reader Advisor to learn more about downloading books through Bard on this new digital talking book player. For more information, contact Wolfner at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720. Youth Summer Reading Wrap-Up. Wolfner youth patrons completed their summer reading challenge, logging over 13,000 combined minutes. Along with reading, our youngest patrons created unique textile art pieces, painted and pieced together their very own mosaics to color our world. A huge thank you to our sponsors, the Friends of Wolfner Library, who provided raffle prizes and art kit supplies for this fun program, and the Institute of Museum and Library Services, which provided funding for Color Our World swag. It was an engaging summer of reading and creating. The 2026 theme, Unearth a Story, is currently in the planning stages. If you have a great idea for a dino project, send us an email at wolfnerYouthService@sos.mo.gov. Adult Summer Reading Challenge. Wolfner's Adult Summer Reading Program has concluded for the year. This year's theme was Color Our World. nearly 40 adult participants, read books and logged them for prizes this summer. Two Amazon Dot devices were sent to the grand prize winners. Participation gifts and grand prizes were purchased by the Friends of Wolfner Library. We appreciate our friends and thank them for their support. If you are interested in joining the Friends of Wolfner Library to help provide programming support, their contact information is always available at the end of our newsletter. Mark your calendar for our upcoming Cozy Winter Reading Program in January 2026. Wolfner Advisory Council. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library would like to thank the volunteer members of our Advisory Council. This team meets three times a year to advise on the current services offered by Wolfner and help make recommendations on future service developments. We thank them for their time, shared resources, and dedication to Missouri's print-disabled citizens. Image caption. Mandy Dovin poses with Seeing Eye Dog Boz at Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library. Wolfner attends Senior Day at State Fair. The Missouri State Fair, the state's largest annual agricultural and entertainment event, was held this August in Sedalia, Missouri. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library attended for Seniors Day and shared resources and information about our library. Our adult services librarian, Jamie Livingston, and Katie Dunn, the Missouri State Library's youth services consultant, spoke with over 280 potential new patrons. If you have a friend or a family member who could benefit from Wolfner services, send them our way. Wolfner staff can mail them an application and provide all the information necessary to begin services. A link to our application is also available online at https://www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/APPLYFORSERVICES. Image caption. Jamie Livingston, librarian at Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library, shares information with a state fair attendee. A line of attendees interacts with state fair booths. Missouri Secretary of State, Wolfner Library Book Club. 2025 Upcoming Book Club Titles. If you are a Wolfner patron, participate in our book club by dialing in on the first and third Thursday of each month at 2 p.m. or by using Zoom from a smart device. Here's a list of books that will be featured for September, October, and November, followed by instructions on how to join in. September 4th, Beloved by Toni Morrison, DB 026026. Related in kaleidoscopic fashion and set in rural Ohio during the period immediately following the Civil War, this chronicle of slavery and its aftermath traces the life of Setha, a former slave. Setha has a secret in her past so horrific that it has alienated the community, driven off her two sons, isolated her surviving daughter, and threatened her new loving relationship with Paul D., also a former slave. Bestseller, 1987, Some Violence. 11 hours, 31 minutes. September 18th, Mission at Nuremberg by Tim Townsend, DBC 16331. Henry Garricky, a Lutheran minister from St. Louis serving as an army chaplain at the close of World War II, was asked to minister to Nazi leaders standing trial at Nuremberg. Townsend shows the moral and religious issues confronting wartime chaplains. Violence. 14 hours, 12 minutes. October 2nd. Slewfoot, A Tale of Bewitchery by Brahm. DB 105-459. Connecticut, 1666. Slewfoot, an ancient spirit, is known as a protector to the wild folk and a demon to the colonists. To Abatha, a recently widowed outcast in her pious village, Slewfoot is the only one she can turn to for help. Together, they ignite a battle between pagan and Puritan. Unrated commercial audiobook, 2021. 14 hours, 17 minutes. October 16th. Evil Librarian by Michelle Knutson. DB 079820. When Cynthia's best friend Annie falls head over heels for the new high school librarian, she is amused at first. But after meeting Mr. Gabriel, Sin realizes something isn't quite right and races to save the entire student body. Some violence and some strong language for senior high and older readers. 2014. 9 hours, 16 minutes. November 6th. The Berry Pickers by Amanda Peters. DB 117-941. A 4-year-old Micmac girl goes missing from the berry fields of Maine, sparking a tragic mystery that haunts the survivors, unravels a family, and remains unsolved for nearly 50 years. In Maine, a young girl named Norma slowly comes to realize there is something her parents aren't telling her. Strong language and some violence, 8 hours, 47 minutes. November 20th. Black Elk Speaks, being the life story of a holy man of the Oglala Sioux, as told through John G. Neihardt. DB 022-552. The autobiography of an Indian warrior and hunter who, because of his visions and psychic experiences, becomes the tribe's medicine man. 6 hours, 46 minutes. On the day of the book club, join by following the steps below. Join by Zoom on any smart device. https://zoom.us/j/9647150-4467. Join by phone by dialing 312-626-6799. Enter the meeting ID when prompted. 964-7150-4467. For a one-tap mobile, +31 262 66799, 964 715 4467 #US. Participants may also call Wolfner via phone to be linked into the meeting. Kind notes from Wolfner friends. Thank you all for being there for all of us. Don't know what I'd do without tapes. Blessings to all. Gratitude for you all. Anita, St. Louis. I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for the service you provide. My dad was legally blind for the last few years of his life, and your audiobooks were basically the only thing he had to live for. The books were not just for entertainment. They were all he had. I can't express enough how important your service is. It is not just frivolous entertainment. It made life bearable for my dad, who had always loved reading and working on the computer. Arlene, Conway. I am not a patron, but I have signed up many patrons to Wolfner as the Home Borrowing and Outreach Coordinator. So many times I hear patrons complain about how they used to love to read, but it is too difficult to read now that their vision has gotten worse. I always take the opportunity to tell them about the fabulous service that Wolfner offers. Lynn, Librarian, Kirkwood. Thank you so much for keeping Dad entertained these last several years. You made a difference. You kept his mind sharp until the very end. You gave him a new topic book to think about and talk about every couple of weeks. You listened to him complain when he didn't get a new tape fast enough. And you listened to him tell a joke when he was lonely. Thank you. Judy, St. Louis. Wolfner Library Recording Studios. All books produced by the Wolfner Recording Studios are the result of many hours of service by volunteers who go through a rigorous audition process to record, monitor, and review each title. These Missouri-centric titles are uploaded to Bard for the enjoyment of Wolfner patrons and readers across the country. Additional studio funding is provided by the Friends of Wolfner Library. Youth. The Carrefour Curse by Diane K. Salerni, DBC 31082. Narrated by Carolyn Ward. 12-year-old Garnet regrets that she doesn't know her family. Her mother has done her best to keep it that way, living far from the rest of the magical Carrefour clan in their dark, dangerous mansion known as Crossroad House. For grades 4 through 7, 5 hours, 55 minutes. Dig, Dig, Dinosaur by Anjali Goswami, DBC 31073. Narrated by Griffin Liskowski. Three young adventurers embark on an expedition to a faraway land. With the proper tools and an ambitious spirit, the adventurers dig for dinosaur bones, discovering and learning about various types of dinosaurs. Along the way, the adventurers strive to uncover dinosaurs bigger than the ones before, eventually revealing the biggest dinosaur at the end of the book. For preschool through grade 2, 4 minutes. I Live in a Tree Trunk by Meg Fleming, DBC 31072. Narrated by Penelope Barnes. I live in a tree trunk. I live in a barn. I live in a shoebox. I'm down on the farm. Soon, all the other animals can't help but share what their homes are called, too. Readers will learn about porcupines, salamanders, groundhogs, and more. For preschool through grade 2, 9 minutes. The Kitten Story, a Mostly True Tale by Emily Jenkins. DBC 31079. Narrated by Donna White. When a cat-loving family decides to bring home a pet, their quest reveals the highs and lows of everyday family life in this heartwarming story. For preschool through grade 2, 9 minutes. Missouri Weird and Wonderful by Amanda E. Doyle, DBC 32939, narrated by Ginger Fletcher. Learn the many wild nicknames of our famous native amphibian. Get an appreciation for how radical Scott Joplin's ragtime music was in the early 1900s, and discover the entire branch of medicine that was born here. Sports, history, wildlife, food, inventions, architecture, natural wonders, and just plain fun come to vibrant life in these richly illustrated full-color pages. For grades 3 through 6, 52 minutes. Tremendous Diary of a Not Yet Mighty Oak by Bridget Hios, DBC 32940. Narrated by Ann Kovar. Told in the diary entries of an acorn, this picture book follows a young acorn and its long life as an oak tree, from being buried by a squirrel to towering over other trees. For preschool through grade 2, 12 minutes. Adult. Brannigan's Land by William W. Johnstone, DBC 29310, narrated by Rick Wallace. It's been close to 20 years since Brannigan hung up his 6 guns. Now he's more content wrangling cows than criminals. Now thieves and killers looking to settle old scores have tracked the ex-law dog to his ranch. They've made the mistake of targeting his wife and children, only to discover that Ty Brannigan enforces his own law with lightning-fast draw and a dead-shot aim. Some strong language, some violence. 11 hours, 14 minutes. The Flower Sisters by Michelle Collins Anderson, DBC 29304. Narrated by Anne Rotman. Daisy Flowers is 15 in 1978 when her free-spirited mother dumps her in Possum Flats, Missouri. Sentenced to spend the summer living with her grandmother, the wry and irreverent town mortician, Daisy draws the line at working for the family business, Flowers Funeral Home. Instead, she maneuvers her way into an internship at the local newspaper, where she learns of a mysterious tragedy from 50 years earlier. Some explicit descriptions of sex, some strong language, some violence. 7 hours, 3 minutes. Indigenous Missourians, Ancient Societies to the Present by Greg Olson, DBC 29125. Narrated by Vaughn Whiting. Historian Greg Olson argues that the history of indigenous people in present-day Missouri is far more nuanced, complex, and vibrant than the often-told tragic stories of conflict with white settlers and forced Indian removal would lead us to believe. In this path-breaking narrative, Olson presents the Show-Me State's indigenous past as one spanning 12 millennia of Native presence, resilience, and evolution. Some strong language, some violence. 18 hours, 13 minutes. It Shined. The Saga of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils by Michael Soup Granda, DBC 30985. Narrated by Mark Simmons. Exposé of the life and times of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils band in and out of the spotlight, on and off the stage, and from the top of the charts to the bottom of the barrel. Follow the path of the band from its beginnings at the New Bijou Theater in 1971 to one of their last gigs on the stage of the Shrine Mosque in 2004. In between those dates, you will find a cornucopia of stories, some good, some bad, some ugly, all entertaining. Some descriptions of sex, some strong language, 18 hours, 40 minutes. A Killing in Capone's Playground by Chris Lyon, DBC 30989. Narrated by Christopher Baker. On December 14, 1929, St. Joseph, Michigan police officer Charles Skelly, working a routine traffic crash, came face to face with a killer, Fred Burke, a highly sought suspect in the St. Valentine's Day massacre, and now the most wanted man in the nation. Some strong language, violence. 13 hours, 42 minutes. Men of No Reputation by Kimberly Harper. DBC 30988. Narrated by Shirley Baker. Men of No Reputation is the first account to explore the life of Robert Boatwright, one of Middle America's most gifted, but forgotten, confidence men. Boatwright's story provides a rare window into the secret world of Missouri's criminal past, which influenced the methods of confidence men across the country. Some descriptions of sex, some strong language, some violence. 11 hours, 40 minutes. Wolfner Facebook. Stay connected with all the latest news, events, and resources provided by Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library by following us on Facebook at https://facebeok.com/WOLFNERLIBRARY. NLS programs accessible by phone or Zoom. Monthly, The Many Faces of Bard. The patron engagement section of NLS offers a monthly program called The Many Faces of Bard on the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Central Time. Each monthly event covers one aspect of Bard, Braille and audio reading download offered by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled Library of Congress. This event is open to all. For more information, please visit https://www.loc.gov/nls/manDHyphen-faces-of-bard/, or call a Wolfner Reader Advisor at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720. Bard 2 offers new features for patrons. Bard, the NLS Braille and audio reading download website, now offers expanded functionality and will serve as a gateway to exciting new services in the future. We are pleased to announce that if you use Bard on the web, you now have access to Bard 2. If you're not a Bard user, this is your chance to sign up for the service and get instant access to hundreds of thousands of audio and Braille books and magazines for reading with an NLS digital talking book machine, a personal smart device with Bard Mobile, a Braille e-reader, or your PC with the Bard Express Player. Contact us at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720 to sign up for Bard. Features of the new website include reorganization of the wish list, reading history, subscriptions, and account settings under one menu. New sorting capabilities of book lists. You can now search through book lists and refine the results by format, language, and subject. An updated search engine so finding books is easier and faster than ever before. Advanced search functionality. If you have any questions, need assistance, or just want to tell us about your experience with Bard 2, contact your reader advisor at Wolfner. Find your new favorites with Collections Connections. Collections Connections is an electronic newsletter assembled by the staff of the NLS Collections Division that highlights works of diverse interest that come out each month. With hundreds of thousands of audio and braille books and magazines available from NLS, it may be hard to know where to start. You can receive these timely book recommendations from the NLS Collections Division straight to your inbox through the Collections Connections newsletter. Subscribe to Collections Connections at the following link, https://www.loc.gov/nls/news-matters/collections-connections. Upcoming holidays. As a reminder to patrons, Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays. Monday, October 13th, Columbus Day. Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day. Thursday, November 27th, Thanksgiving. Thursday, December 25th, Christmas. Wolfner Library Donations. Donations to Wolfner Library may be made to the Wolfner Trust Fund or the Friends of Wolfner Library. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library, P.O. Box 387, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65102. Friends of Wolfner Library, P.O. Box 24834, Kansas City, Missouri, 64131. For information on how to become a friend of Wolfner Library, you can email wellsjerry9@gmail.com or phone 816-678-1257. Wolfner Staff. Director, Janet Carruthers, State Librarian. Public Services Team, Lori Brown, Public Services Director. Jamie Livingston, Adult Services Librarian. Vanessa Lengyel, Youth Services Specialist. Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor. Kenna Turvo, Reader Advisor. John Wilcox, Reader Advisor. Circulation Team. Veronda Winters, Circulation Director. Stacy Jo Butler, Senior Library Tech. Jermon Williams, Library Tech. Emma Deichley, Library Tech. Justin Stauffer, Library Tech. Recording Studio Team. Brandon Lammers, Volunteer and Recording Studio Manager. Chris Cowan, Senior Library Tech. Tim Emmel, Library Tech. Jermon Williams, Library Tech. Wolfner News is available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, wolfner.wolfner/wolfnews/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number, 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number, 573-751-2000. 8720. Fax number 573-751-3612. Email address wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/. Wolfner's Online Catalog. https://wolfpac.klas.com/. End of Wolfner News, Fall 2025. Read by Paul Otto in Wolfner Library Studio, monitored by Brandon Lammers, reviewed by Chris Cowan. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited. If you found this newsletter to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.